Amanda's Wedding, written by Jenny Colgan, read by Lucy Price Lewis. Chapter 1. Most of the really messy things in life don't actually have a beginning. They kind of bear down on you over years, like the consequences of not cleaning your bathroom floor, stickiness, cholera, etc. This one did, though. It definitely did, and I remember it extremely clearly. Well, in a fuzzy kind of way. Thank God it was my bed. So, one, I was actually in a bed, and two, it was mine. I was beating the odds already. I prized open one very sticky eye and attempted to focus it, to try and work out where the smell was coming from. I appeared to be jammed between the wall and an extremely large and unidentifiable chunk of flesh. The chunk of flesh was connected to lots of other chunks, all in the right order, but I didn't notice this until after I'd sat bolt upright in terror at a potential godfather-type situation in my bed. Everything seemed weirdly out of proportion. Maybe I was still drunk. I pawed at the sticky stuff at the corner of my eyes. No, something was very wrong. An inappropriate hand was slung across me. It appeared to be about the size of my stomach, and my stomach is not renowned for its tininess. A thought began to worm its way into my head. I knew that thought, and tried to avoid it for as long as possible. But alongside my hangover voice that was howling, "Fluid! Fluid!" the thought whispered, "Oh my God, it's Nicholas. Again." I grimaced like I'd just swallowed something nasty, which, let's face it,